Nationally, nearly one quarter of emergency room visits among patients 60 and older resulted in a hospital stay. The rate goes up the older you get. Marty Irons, a pharmacist in Rutland, worries about his widowed father who lives 200 miles away. So Irons made an emergency hospital go bag for his dad, something health experts say more of us should have. Vermont Public's Nina Keck picks up the story.
Marty Irons sits next to his father, retired Army Major Martin Irons. The elder Irons says he still enjoys driving to Vermont to visit his son and feels pretty good considering he turns 94 next month. But he admits April was rough.
I had 7 falls. And some of them were back-to-back almost, like 4 falls in 3 days.
I can tell by his son's face that he didn't know about that.
That's when you should be calling your family.
But those falls were nothing compared to one last year that landed him in the hospital.
I was coming out of church, and I missed one step out of 5, and I landed on my face. I broke my nose and teeth. And the dentures were in 4 pieces.
Mishaps like that are what pushed his son to make a different kind of Father's Day gift this year, a go bag that he hopes will give them both some peace of mind.
So it's a big bag, bright red, and it's designed that can be just sit in the front door of the house. It says emergency on it.
Picture a high school-sized backpack with white stitching on the front that spells out the elder man's name, address, and birth date, and notifies first responders of his severe allergy to hornet stings, his pacemaker, and do not resuscitate order. Marty says members of the Fairhaven Rescue Squad and his wife, who's a nurse, along with his dad, all helped him fine-tune what to pack.
Inside, there's medical information like diagnosis, contact information, medications. On the back, the same information is laminated. It's on a little clip that they can unclip and just hook onto a gurney, a wheelchair, a hospital bed.
There's extra underwear, a razor, toothbrush, and a change of clothes to wear home.
Extra pair of glasses, the hearing aid batteries.
Denture adhesive, pen and paper, and a phone charger with an extra long cord, because hospital power strips are often located behind the bed.
Socks, of course.
And a paperback murder mystery, because they're his dad's favorites. Samantha Holinsky loves the idea of a go bag. She's a registered nurse at Rutland Regional Medical Center who works with patients at higher risk for readmission. She says too many show up with nothing.
They often will come to the hospital without their pocketbooks.
Many don't have their cell phone, so having a list of contacts is critical.
Everybody's phone numbers are now in their phone. And if your phone goes dead or, you know, it didn't get swept up in your emergency situation, you then are kind of left vulnerable, especially if your family lives out of town and you're here alone.
She thinks having a go bag is even more essential for people who travel or are snowbirds.
Because you're a stranger. And in order to get you the resources you need and give you the appropriate care, we need to know what your history is, we need to know what your medications are, and we need to know who your people are.
Holinsky says you don't need a fancy bag, just something that's easy to find with up-to-date information.
Copies of your driver's license, copies of your health insurance cards, your Medicare, your supplements, your prescription plans.
If you have an advance directive, a copy of that should go in the bag, or the name and phone number of an agent who can make healthcare decisions on your behalf. And Holinsky says don't forget information about your pets so someone can be called to care for them. Martin Irons says a hospital go bag is not something he's eager to use, but he says having one handy by his front door makes a lot of sense.
And I'm going to take it back to where I live and show it to the head of the ambulance corps, who's a friend.
Most of his neighbors are seniors, he tells me. Maybe the idea will spread. For Vermont Public, I'm Nina Keck.